Another curveball. This one's lined to center field. There, though, to make the catch on the run is DeCrook, and that'll do it for the Saints in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no and left on base. We have played 5.5. El Rosa 3, Hampton 2. More baseball coming up on KASM.
The summer clearance event is going on now at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lease the all-new 2017 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn for as low as $299 per month. Or how about the all-new 2017 Chrysler 300 Limited? Prices starting as low as $27,990. Don't miss out on the savings while they're hot at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Just off I-94 in Albany and at albanychrysler.com.
Albany Chrysler, one-stop dealer. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Bucky's in El Rosa and the National Turkey Federation is having the first annual Turkey Testicle Festival. Saturday, September 9th, starting at 4 p.m., and you're all invited. Diamondback will play from 8 until midnight. Admission of $10 gets you in, plus an entry into the gun raffle. Guaranteed to be a fun night. The first annual Turkey Testicle Festival. Saturday, September 9th at Bucky's in El Rosa. You don't want to miss this one.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
State tournament baseball on KASM. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning. David Berry, Johnny Dittman, and Rhett Hebig facing Aaron Vogt. And the right-handers pitch outside of ball, 1-0. 3-2, the Saints of El Rosa leading Hamburg, or actually leading Hampton here in the sixth. There's a strike to Berry and the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. Well, it's pitched, a swing and a miss, strike two, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Aaron Vogt's pitch, and this one has popped up in the infield. Schmidt's now back on the grass, still retreating, and makes the catch for the out.
That one carried back further than I thought it was to Matt Schmidt's there. He's backing up, backing up, backing up, and I thought Ethan was going to have to call him out for a second there.
And number 16, Johnny Pittman.
Of course, you got a little bit of a little bit of breeze still blowing straight out to right field, and quite a bit of lightning in the area right now.
Johnny Dittman to the plate, and the pitch to Johnny is inside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Curveball from Aaron Vogt just outside a ball, and 2-0.
Not quite sure here, Randy. We're kind of checking out here before if it's a complete game after 7 or if state tournament has to go 9.
Yeah, I think I...
You thought it was nine, wasn't it?
Yeah. There's a ball called and 2-1 now. Two balls, one strike. Johnny will follow this one back and out of play and 2-2.
Randy's getting attacked by our blanket we
put up as a windbreak. Two balls, two strikes. Vogt has Cody Eichers go through a set of signs again. And here's a ground ball to Mittendorf at short. Maddie stays down on that. Throws on the first. 6-3 in the putout. So two outs. Does look rather ominous, doesn't
it? Yes, it does.
Talking about the weather here, the lightning flashes. Something we didn't see much of all this summer in central Minnesota as our storms and showers went to the north and to the south.
Yes. We didn't see anything like that, did we?
No.
Number 14, Rhett Hebig.
First pitch to Rhett Hebig is a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Hebig so far tonight, 1-for-2. Aaron Vogt's pitch a little bit low, and now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Both delivers and a ground ball up the middle. Mittendorf, nice play. Maddie throws to first and not in time as it throws a little bit off the mark. And Pat Elias can't put a tag on Hebig, but what a play by Mittendorf behind second. Goes an infield single.
That's a good throw. They get them yet, don't they?
I believe they do.
Number 21, Johnny Selchow.
Here's number 8 hitter, Johnny Selchow. Johnny so far tonight, 1-for-2. And Selchow fouls it back and out of play. And the count 0-1 to Selchow. The ball's one strike. Aaron Vogt ready. His pitch, Selchow, line drive to left field. It's going to drop in front of James Kiefler, and back-to-back singles for the Cardinals here in the sixth. For Hampton, that is their seventh hit of the night. Saints with just 4. And number 9 hitter, Josh Sharp.
For PH number 17, Josh Sharp.
Sharp is 1-for-2 tonight.
Two outs here in the sixth inning. Hampton with 7 hits now.
And Sharp will step out of the batter's box as Aaron Vogt gets set on the mound. 3-2. Arosa leading Hampton here in the sixth. Aaron Vogt ready. And the right-hander comes home with the big breaking ball. Strike 1.
Wow, he's throwing a good curveball, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Takes a lot off of it, Aaron does.
Big breaking ball. Vogt comes home again. Another strike. And 0-2. Josh Sharp taking both of those for strikes. And ready to go again. Runners lead from first and second with 2 outs. The pitch to Sharp, high for a ball. 1-2, good tease by Aaron Vogt. One ball, 2 strikes. Kick the pitch, low and away, and 2-2.
See, Ethan playing right field out there. He's kind of looking behind him. He's going, come on, big brother, get me back in the dugout here.
Yes. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Aaron Vogt's curveball, a swing and a miss, and Eichers puts the tag on Sharp, and that'll do it for Hampton here in the sixth. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, 2 left on. 6 in the books. El Rosa 3, Hampton 2. It's state tournament baseball here on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Need to buy or sell a home? Hit a home run by contacting Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 7 office locations and 26 successful real estate agents who specialize in getting you where you need to go. Contact us for a free market analysis and for a list of active homes in your area today. Be a good sport and visit mattimdick.com or centralmnrealty.com.
Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese in our pizza, string cheese, butter for the bread, and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Butts on KASM.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Top of the seventh here. El Rosa Baseball on KESM, brought to you by our wonderful sponsors. You get to see them, tell them thanks. Central Minnesota Insurance Agency over in Painesville. Andy's Flooring and Remodeling of El Rosa. El Rosa Grain and Feed, that's Don's brother-in-law, Timmy over there. They bring us baseball tonight, North American State Bank, Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer. Central Minnesota Realty, BNS Excavating, Freeport State Bank, Pep's Pork of Rose Spring Hill, the Greenwald Pub, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Albany Chrysler Center, Schweder Chevrolet of Cold Spring, North American Insurance Agency, Bucky's Bar in El Rosa, and Rambo has Pat Ilias grounds to first. And
yeah, he's bidding for a base hit in the hole. The first baseman makes a nice play over there. Flips to the pitcher covering. Nice play.
And Huckmuth able to pick it up and
straight does a nice job over there at first base.
So Ilias retired, 3-1 on the play, one out in the seventh, and here's A.J. Hadley. A.J. is 0-for-1 tonight, had a beautiful suicide squeeze bunt that scored the Saints' third run, a ground ball to short. Up with it cleanly is the shortstop, Barry across the diamond, 6-3 on the put out of Hadley, and two down for El Rosa here in the seventh. With two down, Kevin Kiefler steps up to the plate. Kevin is 0-for-2 tonight. And the pitch from the left-hander, Huckmuth, is a ball outside, 1-0 to Kevin. And Kiefler will follow that one to the net. That was a bare hand for you, Don?
That would have been bare handed.
Okay.
Right there.
Right there. Of course, you'd have been Yipson.
That would hurt.
One ball, one strike, two outs. Kiefler takes a ball in the outside part of the plate. Just missing.
Yipson. So what was the other word on the way down here? The yips?
The yips. And here's Kiefler scorching one up the middle. Right back past the legs of Huckmuth. And the first hit off of Huckmuth by an El Rosa hitter, their fifth of the game. Kevin Kiefler's on with two outs.
Huckmuth kind of was going to stick his leg out. I think he's kind of glad he didn't do that, because that would have...
That might have ricocheted to the concession stand.
That would have left a mark. That one was scorched.
Comes Matt Mittendorf, and Mittendorf tonight is 1-for-2, was hit by a pitch, scored a run, had a base hit. He scored a run. Kiefler goes on the first pitch, ground ball right back to Huckmuth. Hitting a run on. Huckmuth will glove it, flip it to first. 1-3 on the putout. That'll do it for El Rosa in the seventh inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the seventh. El Rosa 3, Hampton 2.
I know that you guys
back in a minute. Voices out there,
North American State Bank, your reliable community bank with offices in Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer, supports the hometown teams. When you need a loan for agriculture, business, home, recreation, or a vehicle, you'll want to stop in and talk to one of their professional lenders. Also ask about a checking or savings account, credit and debit cards, IRAs, health savings accounts, and online banking. North American State Bank, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putt Show on KASM Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Pabst Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products, and you will find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork is low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pabst Pork at 987-3368 or online at PabstPork.com. Pabst Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
All right, back here, bottom of the seventh inning from Norwood. As Al Rosa pitcher Aaron Vogt ready to go. Facing Hamburg's leadoff hitter, and A.J. Sayre. Sayre takes the first pitch for a strike called, and 0-1. They're doing Sweet Caroline between the top and bottom of the seventh inning. It's a seventh inning stretch, and fans getting into it as Sayre swings and misses for strike number two.
And you never believe what Randy was doing during that rendition of Sweet Caroline.
I was actually stretching, wasn't I?
He was stretching, reaching out, touching me.
Well,
that's the way the words go.
That's the way they go. Yeah. 0-2 the count to Sayre. Aaron Vogt's breaking ball. Sayre line drive past Austin Hadley into left field, a base hit. Boy, these Hampton Cardinals, they don't go away.
No, they are not. They're battling right now. They want to get that tying run in scoring position here. And I would say this guy here is going to probably try to sacrifice him over.
DeKruk is 2-for-3 tonight. He's been on base all three times. Two singles and reached on an error by Austin Hadley back in the fifth. He bats here in the seventh, his team trailing by a run, 3-2. Al Rosa has a lead. DeKruk shows bunt, takes high for a ball, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Sayre leads from first. Pat Ilias holds him there. And DeKruk looks like he was swinging away that time and takes a called strike in 1-1.
You get the attention of Austin Hadley over there at third base. He's creeping in pretty close.
Now DeKruk shows bunt again, puts it down foul, and the count 1-2. Now if you're the coach, I don't know what the coach is going to have a talk with the umpire about. But he's complaining about Aaron not pausing, I think. And that would be a shame, Don, if all of a sudden the coach is making a comment and the umpires all of a sudden change what they've been watching all night.
Well, I guess I'm watching Aaron, and I don't really see anything that he's doing wrong.
Ready on the mound, and this is bunted foul, and what a big...
Wow.
As DeKruk can't get the sacrifice done, and Vogt gets the strikeout.
Right there, to me, is a waste of that bat, Randy.
That's right. He took strike one for a call strike.
Absolutely.
Right fielder number 11.
Yeah, it's like not a very good at bat there for Jordan DeKruk. Sayre still the base runner at first, and now you wonder if maybe Sayre might try to straight steal. Looks like a speedster. Here's Josh Chatfield. Chatfield 0-for-2 tonight with a walk and a run scored. Left-handed hitter. Boy, oh boy.
Wow, he's trying to get Aaron to balk on that one, wasn't
Sayre he? Sayre was way off the bag over at first. And Aaron Vogt. Aaron takes that
smart
long kick, too.
Smart by Aaron that he backed off. He
stepped off that pitching rubber. And Aaron comes home. There's a ball, 1-0. I think more than anything, Don, Aaron's going to take his time with that delivery right now.
Absolutely.
That's going to make Sayre the base runner think. 1-0. Curveball. There's a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. One out, one on. 3-2, Al Rosa here in the bottom of the seventh. Aaron Vogt kicks, Sayre goes. Ball call, throw to second, and safe is Sayre as he slides in just under the tag from Matt Mittendorf. But what a nice, strong throw by Cody Eichers. It was right there.
From the crouch position.
He's
on his knees with his knees backwards. If you envision Cody Eichers behind the plate, it's right on the money.
Yeah, and you look at Chatfield, he never gave his space up after he took
Absolutely
that for
not.
A ball. And Cody had a throw kind of around him. Two balls, one strike. Curveball on the ground to second. Schmitz gobbles it up, throws to first. 4-3 on the putout. Sayre goes to third. So two outs.
Still a productive at-bat. You get that runner over to third. With, granted, there's two outs, but anything can happen here.
And to the plate, it's cleanup hitter Pat Stray. Pat Stray.
Stray.
He's 0-for-2 tonight. Was hit by a pitch earlier in the ball game. Aaron Vogt ready on the mound. Curveball, strike called, 0-1. Stry.
I think Stry's a little frustrated with all the curveballs.
He doesn't like the breaking ball, I don't think. No. Ready again. Aaron Vogt's breaking ball a little low. Nice stop by Cody Eichers. He'll keep that ball in front of him. And the count, one ball, one strike.
Cody knows what he has to do here now with calling them curveballs all the time. He wants to keep it away from Stry, and he's going to have to be on his toes back there to block that pitch.
1-1 the count, two tying, outs.
Tying run is at third base here.
That's A.J. Sayre over at third. Aaron Vogt's pitch, fastball, and Strife holds this one off. That's over the state board trailer down the right field line. And the count 1-2.
I tell you, these lights down here really light this park up, don't they?
They do. Good
They're
lights.
They're not real tall, but they sure are bright.
1 ball, 2 strikes. Aaron Vogt ready. Fastball, strike, line drive over the head of Schmitz into right field. Base hit. This game's tied at 3.
Now that looked like a fastball from Aaron, wasn't it? On the
it
outside
was.
Corner and straight and not try to do too much when it looks like he could be a big pull hitter, and he just took it over to second baseman's head.
Interesting on the call there that looks like Stry was just confused with the curveball, and Aaron's curveball has been so effective so far tonight. Bring David Berry, the shortstop, up, and Berry lines this to right center field. That's in the gap, and it's going to roll. Stry will round third, and he's going to score. And all of a sudden, Hampton has taken a 4-3 lead on El Rosa here in the seventh.
Boy, for a big guy, that strike could stride, couldn't he? He was moving around second base pretty good. Boy, that one got between split the left fielder and right fielder. And
Kiefler and Ethan Vogt out there, and Ethan had to go retrieve it. So a couple runs here in the seventh, and all of a sudden Hampton is on top of El Rosa 4-3 after El Rosa led 3-0. Aaron Vogt kicks, delivers, and the pitch to Johnny Dittman is a ball outside, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Aaron Vogt ready again. Fastball up by his eyes, and the count 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes.
God, it's got to make that curveball look completely different, doesn't it, with that fastball of Aaron's?
2-0 the count. Runner leads from second. Aaron Vogt's pitch. Curveball. This is lined up the middle. Mittendorf tries to knock it down. Can't. They're going to send Berry, and Barry's going to score. The throw goes over Cody Eicher's head, and on to second goes Johnny Dittman. So an RBI single. And it's now 5-3 as the rain starts coming again here in Norwood. AJ Hadley out of the dugout right now to talk with Aaron Vogt. 5-3, the Saints down in the seventh. And now A.J. back to the dugout.
This curveball starting in the hang here, isn't it, a little bit, Aaron? He was keeping it on the outside corner, keeping it away from the people. And
haven't seen any indication yet, Don, if they're going to give an error on the throw that allowed the runner to take second.
You'd almost have to, wouldn't you?
As at the plate now, Rhett Hebrig. Hebig, the catcher, and the curveball from Aaron. A ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count.
I think we have the calm before the storm here a little bit, Randy.
3 runs, seventh inning for Hampton. There's a pickoff throw at second, and picked off at second is Johnny Dittman. What a move by Aaron Vogt, and Dittman is picked off, and that'll end the seventh for Hampton. They come up with 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors, right now at least, and no one left on base. So we played 7, 5-3, Hampton leading El Rosa. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
When it comes to flooring and remodeling, talk to Andy Ilias at Andy's Flooring and Remodeling LLC. Specializing in kitchens and bath, they do Schluter in floor heat, bath, and shower. Phone Andy at 320-828-0343 and talk to him about your remodeling needs for your kitchen and bath. Good luck to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams from Andy's Flooring and Remodeling in El Rosa.
Bucky's in El Rosa and the National Turkey Federation is having the first annual Turkey Testicle Festival. Saturday, September 9th, starting at 4 p.m., and you are all invited. Diamondback will play from 8 until midnight. Admission of $10 gets you in, plus an entry into the gun raffle. Guaranteed to be a fun night. The first annual Turkey Testicle Festival. Saturday, September 9th at Bucky's in El Rosa. You don't want to miss this one.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Top of the eighth inning. El Rosa trailing now 5-3 as Matt Schmitz comes to the plate for the Saints. And the pitch from the left-hander of Hampton. Low for a ball, 1-0. It'll be Schmitz, Cody Eichers, and James Kiefler. The 2-3-4 hitters. There's a strike called from left-hander Lincoln Hockmuth. And 1-1 to Schmitz. Schmitz 0-3 so far tonight. Pitches low for a ball, and 2-1 now to Matt.
They have a draftee from Lake City and also from Randolph.
Matt will swing and miss. Strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Part of the rain that is coming at us is pretty heavy just to the west of us. Here's a ground ball to short. And safe at first on the throw is Schmitz as it pulled the first baseman Stry off the bag.
Should be an error, I think, on the shortstop.
I think so. It'll go as an error on Barry.
Catcher number 11, Cody Eichers.
Haven't seen the official flash of the scoreboard. Cody Eichers to the plate. Cody is 0-2 tonight with a walk. And a few oohs and ahs with the lightning flashing off to the west. And the quick move by Hockmuth. And they're going to call a balk on Hockmuth. And now the coach out to have a word with the base umpire, John Garretts. Yes, he's going to ask what his pitcher did. And you can tell, Don, as there was some lightning streaks off to the west.
I don't think this is going to continue much longer here. They can't hardly leave these guys on the field much longer. Yeah, it's getting closer.
Lightning getting ever so close. So on at second is Matt Schmitz, Cody Eichers, the base runner. Or actually, Cody Eichers, the hitter at the plate now. And Huckmuth's pitching. Eichers, ground ball to Stry. That goes over his head at first. And Schmitz trips at third as he tries to round it. And that's probably lucky for Matt because that throw coming in from the right fielder was solid.
Yes, it was. It was going to be a bullet to the plate here. And I think that was a strike coming here, cut off. But that was a tough player to make at first base. That took a wicked hop over their first baseman.
Stry over there.
Stry, yes.
Here's James Kiefler up to the plate. So that's going to go as a hit. That was just a bad hop.
Yes, it was. Here comes manager again.
And he's going to go and have a word with Hockmuth as the rain continues to fall in the top of the eighth inning and the lightning gets so much more close.
I don't know if he's trying to delay this game a little bit.
I think he's trying to make a point to the umpiring crew, too, and I don't know why, but
I think he doesn't like that balk call that was made, and
no.
I think the umpire, home plate umpire Craig Erlingman's going to go out there and say, let's go. We got to keep this moving.
You bet.
Oh, yeah, that's.
I think they're going to make a pitching change. Hockmuth is coming out. And I don't think the umpire saw that lightning, but the state board trailer may have seen that lightning. We'll see if they pull the plug here on this game for at least a while. And there comes Forsman, too, one of the state board members, Don. And I think they're gonna bring in everybody.
I think so, too. It's getting a little dangerous now.
As we do got a relief pitcher, a right-hander.
And that is Brandon Mazur.
Brandon,
M-A-Z-U-R, Mazur.
Brandon Mazur, a right-hander on for Hampton here in the eighth with El Rosa base runners at first and third and nobody out, and El Rosa's trailing by a score of 5-3. Mazur continues his tosses, and Forsman, the state board member, Don, just whispered in the home plate umpire's ear and then turned around quick. So I think they're going to leave it up to the umpires to say, hey, bring it in, boys.
Now pitching for Hampton, number 32, Brandon Mazur.
Brandon Mazur finishes his warm-up tosses. And James Keepler to the plate. Got Don Heinen protecting our equipment.
I think they're going to call it here.
As now the home plate umpire goes over to the state board. I don't know what he's saying, but they are watching this weather closely. You know, it's kind of ironic, Don, because if this is a high school event, everybody's in a long time ago already.
And I think he went over to, he might have just gave Hampton's manager a warning.
A warning. I agree.
He's been kind of on the umpires here a little bit tough that balk call.
And Keefler shows bunt, and that's inside, a ball to James, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Well, actually, he's talked to the home plate umpire about four times tonight already on different issues. 1-0 the count. Keefler will take a strike on the corner, and one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Runners at first and third. Missouri ready. And his pitching, Keefler pops this one up foul down the left field line, giving chase the third baseman. That's going to go foul out of play. One ball, two strikes. There are people sitting in the stands yet where there's no cover. There are people sitting under a covered stand. The rain and lightning continues. Oh, no.
That was bad.
As Missouri delivers, and Keefler follows this back and out of play. And the count stays at 1-2.
Medical staff is standing over there, and they're going, oh, boy.
One ball, two strikes. Missouri ready. And low is the pitch, and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Brandon Mazur delivers outside, 3-2 now. Runners at first and third. El Rosa trailing 5-3 here in the eighth. State Tournament Baseball on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. We have Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. 3-2 is high, ball four, and Keefler walks and loads him up. Oh, my.
Guess who's coming? Ethan Vogt.
Ethan Vogt, second time tonight.
Base is loaded. Previous at-bat, runners in first and third, delivered in the first inning. Still not quite sure he took Huckluth out.
And now time is called by the base umpire, and now Mark Forsman out to have a word with the umpiring crew as the manager for Hampton has asked that his team come off the field. And so the umpires are sending everybody to their respective dugouts. And I don't think this is necessarily a rain delay, Don. I think this is more lightning.
It was pretty sharp, that last lightning strike out there. And it's lightning all the way around
us
right now.
For the safety of all, they are bringing them in right now. Light rain continues to fall here in Hampton, or here in Norwood, as we wait for the end result of Hampton and El Rosa. Hampton leading 5-3 in the top of the eighth inning.
Kind of put everybody in danger here with the lightning. You know, you got
really
the grounds crew out here now. They got to get out here and try to get them tarps down in time here for the rain. Obviously, the rain's going to come. But you know, you got a lot of lightning going on around here, and you got people out there trying to get the field covered up, and so you got them exposed to all of this here.
As the grounds crew works feverishly here to get home plate in the pitcher's mound. And you know, I don't know how much rain we had on the first rain delay, Don. I don't think it was a lot.
No, I don't think so either.
The field took it very well.
What's your radar say right now?
The radar says that, you know, we've got a system coming through here. But again, once that system is through, and it depends how much it's going to dump on us.
That's a pretty heavy one, the way that looks.
You might have a window to play after it again.
Maybe midnight.
We wait. Scott Stevens waits at the studio in Albany. And Scott, I hope that you're patient with us too, and our listeners wait at home in central Minnesota as we are in a rain and lightning delay here at Norwood tonight. Hampton leading 5-3 in the top of the eighth inning. The bases are loaded for El Rosa and nobody out.
Wow.
Yeah. What we're going to do, Don, we're going to send it back to our studios in Albany. Just hang around, folks. I'll try to keep you updated on Twitter. Chasm Randy. Chasm Randy at Chasm Randy on Twitter. If you want to follow me there, we'll keep you updated. It looks like we're going to be in a rain delay for at least a half hour, maybe even longer, as it is starting to rain heavier here in Norwood, Young America. For KASM Radio, my partner Don Heinen, this is Randy Rothstein. Scott, we'll send it back to you.
That was Chris in the Riverbend Dutchman with Doghouse Polka. I'm going to send you back over to Randy Rothstein for a quick update on what's going on over there. Randy?
Thank you, Scott, and thank you, everybody, for being patient tonight here on KASM Radio. We are in a rain delay at Norwood, and it has come down. The rain has come down here in Norwood, and Don Heinen, as he makes his way over here, he's been over on the dry side for a little bit as we're trying to keep our equipment dry here right now. The wind is starting to pick up, Don, and I would say we got for sure a good inch of rain on this field here, huh?
Oh, it's just horrible right now. It's all the baselines, the sidelines, warning tractors, water sitting first base. There's a swimming pool there, and it's the guy that just come up here a little while ago, I can't think of who he was, must be part of the grounds crew or whatever it is. He said, if it quits now, there's a possibility of resuming, but it really rained after he said.
Yeah, and now we've got lakes sitting out in the infield right now, and it's going to be a long time before that water even starts to go away.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't see them digging up the field at 11:30 at night to try to get a ball game in yet. No. We're in the top of the eighth inning. El Rosa has the bases loaded. They trail 5-3. We're in rain delay right now. But, you know, there's supposed to be a break coming in this system for maybe a half hour. And there's no way they're going to get the field in shape.
I don't think so. It's raining pretty good right now again, Randy. And we thought we could probably get a break to get to the car, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen either.
Right.
So we haven't heard official word yet. I know A.J. Hadley was over by the Hampton dugout, and I'm sure the state board is over there right now.
Right.
I would anticipate them making a decision here very shortly. So, Scott, we're just going to hang on for a few more minutes as they are now cutting the music here as to when they plan to resume this game.
There's all kinds of speculation when they might do this, but I don't think there's any games here tomorrow, is there, Randy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at all three sites tomorrow there is.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, yeah. So as far as trying to get ball games in, I mean, with the field as wet as it is right now and more rain coming yet, we are hoping to get some kind of decision here shortly. And it looks like El Rosa is packing their bags. So we haven't got the official announcement yet as to when this game will be resumed or what's going on, actually.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. People are leaving now, so there's hardly anybody left here anymore.
Right.
And I don't blame them. You know, they're sitting underneath the tents and the tarps over there, and it's just actually that part of that tarp, I don't know if it come down by the concession stand, but they put a little extension on there, and that really helped them because people are hovered under there.
Yeah. Yeah. So haven't got an official announcement yet, but we see El Rosa packing it up. So we're going to have to let our audience know via Twitter. Follow me on Twitter here into the evening as to what they're going to actually do here, Don.
But we still got some lightning behind me here.
Right.
And it doesn't looks pretty black behind me right now.
Yep.
I don't think if you look at the radar, there is absolutely no way there's another band coming here shortly, I think, right?
Right.
On your radar. And any little bit of rain right now, it's going to be, well, I don't think it's going to be.
So I do not
right
know
now.
If this game is final yet or what.
No, I just heard here one of the fans must have checked it out. They do have to play nine.
Nine innings. Okay, so we'll have to.
Finished here for the evening.
We're getting an announcement now. Just hang on.
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Following that game, roughly about 2 o'clock, Northfield and Chaska will finish their game here. That one is also in the 8th inning. And then at roughly 3 o'clock, or shortly following the Northfield-Chaska game, Chanhassen and Douglas will finish their game here as well.
So plans are to finish this game at 1 o'clock tomorrow here in Norwood. That means we're scheduled to play at 1:30 tomorrow
over in
Hamburg, Lake Henry. That would be the second game tomorrow. So we'll get it all straightened out in the morning, and we'll bring you baseball tomorrow, hopefully at 1 o'clock. I know the rains will continue to fall all night, so it depends upon what the field conditions are like in the morning. But we'll get it all straightened out. We'll plan on El Rosa at 1 o'clock tomorrow here on KASM, followed by Lake Henry at about 1:30 tomorrow from Norwood. For now, for my partner Don Heinen, El Rosa trailing 5-3 in the top of the 8th inning. The base is loaded. We're going to send it back to you, Scott. Thanks for being with us tonight. Thanks for sticking around. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.